Just 12 months ago, the US lifted a ban on transgender people in the military, allowing them to openly serve and giving them the same benefits as all other serving members. Yesterday, via Twitter, in a complete reversal, President Donald Trump announced that the United States government will not accept or allow transgender individuals to serve in any capacity in the US military. He also added, "Our military must be focused on decisive and overwhelming victory and cannot be burdened with the tremendous medical costs and disruption that transgender in the military would entail." To explain the implications of this announcement, Denny Meyer is from the American Veterans for Equal Rights and joins me via Skype. Denny, thank you for your time. How much of a reversal was this announcement from Trump?
A total reversal. He and his government seem determined to reverse all progress that President Obama has achieved during his administration. So they're trying to reverse everything. But of course, he did this by tweet. And although the president is the commander-in-chief, he cannot establish American federal policy by tweet. He can issue executive orders, and they can become law unless Congress reverses what he's done, but he cannot establish policy by tweet. But he has already created an immense amount of chaos. We've been at this all day today here in America, and he's created incredible amount of chaos and doubt with 15,000 transgender people currently serving, many of them openly under the Obama policy. So it's created immense chaos. Nobody knows what will happen.
You say he can't make decisions via tweet. Well, he's the president. He's announcing an intention. No doubt an executive order, if he wants to implement it, would follow. So it clearly is going to happen. There is a lot of uncertainty about the way it will be executed. Some of the reasons that Trump gave for why he wants a transgender ban, interesting. One of them is the tremendous medical costs and disruption. What do you make of that?
Total rubbish. This was all examined very carefully, and government budget analysts have analyzed it. It was all done long ago, within the past year. And the analysis was that it would cost next to nothing. Because, first of all, new recruits who want to join the armed forces have to have completed the medical transition prior to being allowed to join. So nobody will be allowed to join who says, "Oh, I'm transgender, and after I'm on active duty service, then I'll declare myself needing treatment." You can't do that. So the only people that would be eligible for treatment while on active duty are those already serving, and these people are all volunteers. They joined to serve their country out of patriotism, not to get something for free. So the medical costs are, if you will, trumped up by right-wing politicians trying to exercise their prejudice by making up false facts. It's total rubbish. They've worked out the costs, and it would be a couple of million dollars, which is pennies in the national budget.
Does this mean that current serving transgender people have to leave the service immediately? Is there any clarity around the way this would work?
Nobody knows. There's no clarity. Interestingly, several right-wing Republican senators today announced that they oppose the president's intention. And these are not people known to favor gay rights, but Senator John McCain, as well as Senator Orrin Hatch, and another one I don't recall, went public and announced that they oppose what the president has said. They said transgender people have the right to serve, they're patriots. And it's absolutely astounding that right-wingers, who are generally opposed to anything that's progressive, have already stated their opposition to this. And these people are on the Armed Services Committee of the Senate. And so they could actually propose legislation to counteract the president's order, should he give one. There's absolute chaos. People currently serving, nobody knows what's going to happen.
What sort of impact will this have on the transgender community?
Well, look, LGBT people are not big volunteers in the military service. They have other priorities in their lives. And in America, there's no obligation to serve. But there is a fact that transgender Americans are twice as likely to volunteer to serve their country in the military than ordinary citizens who are cisgender, regular, non-gay, non-transgender people. They're twice as likely. This was determined, about 2 years ago, in a survey done by the National Center for Transgender Equality, NCTE. So that's an interesting fact. It wouldn't have that big an impact on the transgender community as a whole. But in the gay LGBT military community, it will have a huge impact. The president, with his tweets constantly on every subject you can imagine, has been creating chaos, and he's created a great deal of chaos today. First of all, he issued this early in the morning, U.S. time, and without consulting his own team. He didn't consult the Pentagon. They had no idea what was going on. He didn't consult his Secretary of Defense, his defense minister, who had no idea what was going on. He sandbagged them all. Once again, as he's done many times with other issues, by issuing a decree off the top of his head in the middle of the night. So it's total chaos once again.
Is there any way to stop this happening realistically? I mean, if the president wants to do it, if he wants to sign an executive order, there's not much that can be done to stop it.
Well, as I said, he can issue an executive order and that becomes law, and it has to be done in a very particular way. Then Congress could stop it by voting on legislation to cancel what he's done. The situation is so volatile with Republican senators being opposed to it, there's no telling what will happen. Will they have the courage to do that? Will they get enough votes? Will they do it? It's hard to say right now at this point.
I imagine you're getting calls from transgendered people in the military with concerns. What sort of concerns are they raising with you?
Well, I haven't heard from them today. That'll come in the next few days, probably. Right now, we have had so many calls. The phone was ringing off the hook. We haven't heard from very many actively serving transgender people. They're quite accustomed to waiting and seeing what happened. But we will be hearing from them, I have no doubt. And what will we tell them? We'll tell them, well, we don't know what's going to happen. You can give us your opinion. We'll protect your privacy. And we'll send those on. We can send our letters and emails to members of Congress and say, we've heard from 300 trans service members actively, patriotically serving, and obviously they'd like to continue serving.
Is there any way you could contest it in the courts on the basis that they have been discriminated against on the basis of identity, given they're already employees?
No, we don't have standing in American law to file a court case, but we do have a lot of contacts in Congress. So that's our avenue. To advocate in Congress with members of Congress who will listen to us and tell them what we think, what the reality is, not alternative reality as the president and his team seems to delve in. We delve in real facts. And there's 15,000 people currently serving, several hundred thousand who have served throughout history. And of course, in your own country, we have proof that it works without problems in Australia, in Israel, in England, in Canada, where it all started, and many other countries. The presidential spokesman was asked about this in a news conference today, and she was told, look, all of our allied countries, including Australia, have done this without problems. And her lame comment was, well, we're concerned with what's happening in America, not elsewhere, which, of course, is utter rubbish.
Denny, many thanks for your time. That's Denny Mayer from the American Veterans for Equal Rights.